For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following program is sponsored by Senior Class Media. Welcome to Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. You've graduated from the workforce and made it to retirement.
So go to the head of the class.
Senior Class Radio is your source for senior citizen-related topics, information, and entertainment. Now, it's time for Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
And good Sunday morning to you. My name's Russell Mills, and this is Senior Class. Our mission, well, we discuss all aspects of life and living in your golden years, or living with folks in their golden years. Your host for Senior Class, Mr. Rusty McMurray. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for waking up with us today. We have a great show in store for you today. We have a full studio today. I first want to welcome live Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Brittany, thanks so much for being with us today.
Hi, I'm excited to be here. I feel like it's been like 2 weeks since I've been here.
It has seemed like forever, but it's nice to have you back here into the studio, and we have a full house. I want to welcome back Dr. Joe Moore from Moore Funeral Homes. Dr. Moore, thanks for waking up with us again today.
Thank you, Rusty. It's a pleasure to be here with you and Russ and Brittany and Wes.
Yes, we have a special guest live here in the studios today. We have Weston Graff from Rose Rock Hospice. Weston, thanks for waking up with us today.
Good morning. I'm excited. I'm not used to being up this early on a Sunday.
Well, the nice part is that all of us have a great relationship. We do and serve a lot of individuals and nonprofits here in the local area. And because we've seen so much death over the last few weeks, I mean, I'm sure everyone's heard that John McCain just passed away, Aretha Franklin, there's been a lot of sickness. Thought we would kind of talk about hospice and end-of-life care and what services are available not only to those individuals that has suffered from an illness, but those individuals that tend to pass quite quickly. So I've brought the team together, and we're going to discuss that today. So, all right, Russ, Russell Mills, we heard that on Friday that Senator McCain decided to stop treatment, and then the next day he passes.
Right, and one wonders at what point he actually made that decision as opposed to when they actually publicly announced it. Mm-hmm. I think when they realized that the hour was drawing near, they went ahead and sort of softened the blow a little bit by saying, hey, world, get ready because, you know, Senator McCain is not going to be with us much longer. Well, I was a little surprised that it happened that quickly, but
it does happen often, and I'm sure, Weston, you see it often. Hospice care is supposed to be to provide care during those that end-of-life time. But so many people and so few take advantage of hospice care. For our listeners that don't understand what hospice care is, give them a brief description of how it benefits not only the individual that's passing, but their family as well.
So I work for Rose Rock Healthcare, and hospice care is for folks who they've been diagnosed with a terminal illness with a prognosis of 6 months or less if the illness runs its normal course.
Right.
It's pretty sad when we talk about Senator McCain and, you know, the 2-3 days that potentially we don't even know if he got hospice care. I can even think of Barbara Bush within the last 3 months, 3 or 4 months. I guess that'd be back in April. So, you know, when everybody thinks of hospice as kind of a dirty word.
Yeah, it's scary. It scares people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, even with Barbara Bush, they referred to it as comfort care. Hospice care, I could sit here and tell you all the wonderful things we do. And as soon as I mention the word hospice, people change their mind.
Right.
They think, oh, that's just for folks that are on their deathbed, things of that nature.
Or if I'm on hospice, I'm guaranteed, you know, I'm going to die. I'm giving up. That's a misconception as well. I encounter a lot.
It really is. Now, Dr. Moore, prior to retiring and taking over the head of Moore Funeral Homes, you served as an oncologist for some 3+ decades. You had to have seen a lot of individuals pass on hospice care and not be able to receive that benefit. Why do people do that? Is they feel that they've given up hope if they receive hospice care?
I think there's the one fear is that patients will die quicker if they're on hospice care, but there's not one shred of evidence that that's the case. In fact, there was even a study done that patients that received palliative care as they receive on hospice actually lived longer than those who didn't receive that care.
Right.
So, you know, we knew that quality of life was going to be better for patients on hospice, but it was very eye-opening to learn that they actually may even live a little longer.
Right.
Well, how is that, Weston?
Well, palliative care, you know, it's comfort and pain management care. We're focusing on the symptoms.
Right.
And you think of somebody, a frail individual that maybe is at home by themselves. Now all of a sudden they're starting to get more attention. They're starting to get their meals. They're taking their medications right. Next thing you know, they start to do a little bit better. Depending on diagnosis, if you have an individual who has hospice care versus somebody who's eligible for hospice and goes without, the one who gets the hospice care is, you know, depending on diagnosis and those kinds of things, they're estimated to be with us 29 to 30 more days than the one who doesn't. So it's just, I mean, we're really that comfort, that added benefit.
Towards the end, and what it does for the families, and Dr. Moore, I'm sure that you can jump in on this, and Brittany as well, is that there towards the end, especially with a cancer patient or one of those terminal illnesses where the body tends to deteriorate, the family tries the best that they can to pick up the gaps in care.
Right.
And they're not professionally trained. In a lot of instances, they don't even know how to, lift. Transfer.
Well,
we call it transferring.
They're going through a grieving process of
their
own
as well.
So
the added benefit of hospice can mean a lot to the family as well. And what I've seen, and I know Craig, a guy that works with me, you won't mind me talking about it because he's called in and talked about his mother and the process of dementia. She's passed. And they had the opportunity to use Rose Rock Healthcare for their hospice provider. And what it did for them is it took the burden off of the family who had come in town during that last 2 or 3 weeks to let them enjoy that time that they had left without worrying about bathing, medicines, you know, the hospital bed, the medical equipment that was needed. And that's what I think that people really do miss out on, is that last 2-3 weeks of that patient that they know is going through that difficult process.
Yeah, we try to make take the complicated thinking out of it, and we allow you to be the family member, be there with them during the time. I mean, one thing that's cool about hospice is that Rose Rock Hospice is, we're not only there for the patient, but we're also there for the family. You know, this is their journey. You know, it's really, you know, we're not here to tell them what to do or how to do it. Obviously, we have recommendations and things, but
you're their support.
That's right. We're their added support. You know, a lot of folks don't know that, but hospice care, that's what we're talking about here, hospice care. We're paid for 100% by Medicare. So there is no out-of-pocket cost to them. Everything you just described in that family and that circumstance, all they had to do was elect for our care, and we were there.
And that's what's most important. Now, Russell, for folks that don't understand hospice or want to chime in on a hospice experience, what do folks need to do if they'd like to text in or give us a phone call for our panel of experts?
Absolutely. If you have a question for us this morning, you can text that question to 95920. Or if you're feeling a little salty today, feel like being on the radio, absolutely. Give us a call and ask your question that way. The number is 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764.
Okay, Brittany, you work at the Linden Assisted Living. You have a memory care and then a much more independent assisted living side.
Right.
Do you work with hospices like Weston's there in the building?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you see the benefit not only for your resident, but for the loved ones and spouse?
So sometimes I feel like I almost work for a hospice because I am such a hospice advocate. You know, before I began in this industry, I didn't know anything about hospice, so I had those misconceptions as well, that it was scary, it was a death sentence, you know, you're going to die in a couple days, et cetera. But as I, you know, worked a little longer in this industry and started encountering more and more folks that needed hospice, I really advocate for the benefit, and that's what I call it. I refer to it as a benefit because you've earned it through your Medicare, and it is such a benefit. I mean, you get the equipment that you need, the chaplain services, There's grieving groups, et cetera. So, yeah, we encounter hospice quite frequently. You know, I mean, everybody dies at some point.
And when we come back from break, we're going to go into the details of some of the services that mm-hmm. hospice does provide, not only for the family, but for the patient as well. Russell, take us out.
All right, absolutely. Stay with us. We've got a lot more to tell you about. When it comes to hospice, it's not as scary as it sounds. They're going to tell you a little bit more about what that's like for the family and for the patient here on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. I'm Russell Mills. Coming up in about 9 minutes, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center. And your forecast from Fox 23. It looks like it's going to be a little bit of a warm one this next week. Stay tuned. Coming up next hour, Living Well with Dr. Booz. If you have any questions for us this morning, text us at 95920. Or you can give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. We call him the principal. The head of senior class, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, senior class. Thanks for waking up with us today. Live in the studios, we have Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Brittany, thanks for waking up and being my co-host.
The assistant principal right over here.
The assistant principal or the counselor. The counselor has always had all the fun.
That's true.
They really did. The principals were always the bad guy. I don't want to be the bad guy.
Gotta have a good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we have a wonderful show in store for you. There's seemed to have been a lot of loss lately. We've heard it on the news. Senator McCain passed away. Aretha Franklin. There have been a lot of substantial, noteworthy deaths, as well as some near and dear to my own heart and my own family and friend network. And that's what we're kind of talking about today. We're talking about hospice, end-of-life issues, and some of the benefits that are available to our senior class members. I want to welcome live to the studio Dr. Joe Moore from Moore Funeral Homes. Dr. Moore, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Rusty.
And then our special guest is Weston Graft from Rose Rock Healthcare. We're talking about hospice. Weston, as always, it's great to see you again, and thanks for being on our show.
Thank you. I'm just so excited. Appreciate it.
You sound super so excited.
Just kidding.
Sarcasm.
So if I could jump in with a question real quick. So I had a chance to talk, and we were talking a little bit in the break with the director of the palliative care team at St. John Medical Center, Dr. Dixon, and we were discussing the difference between palliative care and hospice, and you I think can kind of explain that probably better than I could.
Well, you know, hospice, like you said, hospice and palliative care,
they can kind of overlap.
Well, that's right. People think they're the same thing, but they're really a little bit different.
That's right.
Hospice is palliative care, but palliative care isn't necessarily hospice.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a mouthful, but that's absolutely right. Hospice, you know, we're talking about folks that have a prognosis of 6 months or less if the illness runs its normal course. Palliative care, you can be doing comfort and pain management care without being terminal.
Exactly, and that's what Sunshine Care Partners does. We provide palliative care and ongoing monitoring for chronically ill patients. These people can live, I mean, that could be a 68-year-old that has COPD, CHF, and diabetes
right.
that's still a Walmart greeter.
That's right.
You know, we could help him provide palliative care to deal with the pain of the arthritis being on his feet, much less the other three chronic illnesses. Mm-hmm. And that can go for a lifetime. When they graduate from our chronic care services that Medicare reimburses for, mm-hmm. they graduate to a hospice service. So when their services are become terminal,
that's
meaning
right.
those chronic illnesses mean they have 6 months or left, that's where we refer to hospice organizations from our chronic care management protocol through the medical
practice. And of course the palliative, which is a really fancy term for what, Dr. Joe?
Yeah, what does palliative mean? What's the
it
true
means
definition?
Basically keeping patients comfortable and helping them have the best quality right. of life they can have for as long as they can have.
So right. making them comfortable, pain management, diet, all that kind of stuff.
Let's go through a real world example of one of our senior class members as they age. Mm-hmm. Brittany, you've got to have a million examples of an
yes.
individual that's been able to take advantage of not only of your services, mm-hmm. but then the hospice and palliative care as well.
Right. So dementia is one of the qualifying diagnoses mm-hmm. for hospice, combined with something else, of course. But so we do end up with residents that are on hospice. And I can tell you from my experience, I have never had a family member, especially, tell me I regret putting my mom or my dad or my wife on hospice.
It never happens.
I have never had anybody say that. They might have regret the hospice that they chose, but you can always change your hospice provider if you're not happy. But I've never had a family member regret that decision to put their loved one on hospice.
Well, and we covered this during the break as well, and there's so many times that the great information is covered during those commercial breaks. But Weston, we wanted to make clear, so many people utilize hospice, but it is at a very short time frame at the end of life. But hospice services are really unlimited as time frame.
I mean, matter of fact, you could... in theory, you know, if you've got this, this, and this going on with you, you're eligible for the benefit. That doesn't mean that, you know, there's no requirement to die. The benefit itself is actually unlimited. You know, back to what Brittany was saying, the number one complaint about hospice care is that people don't get it soon enough.
Mm-hmm. Right. People just wait too long because the average length of stay for hospice is something like a couple days, isn't it?
Oh, you know, that's a good question.
Well, I feel like it's something
half of the patients that we admit to our service mm-hmm. at Rose Rock are with us about less than 25 days.
And see, that's just crazy because that benefit is unlimited, like you're saying. So even though it's supposed to be that 6-month period that we keep talking about, it doesn't mean that your loved one has to die in 6 months, right?
All right. So
that's right. But not everybody is guaranteed 6 months. You can be going along and not qualify for a hospice, then all of a sudden qualify and you're not going to be here in a week. I mean, that's just sometimes it's we're just doing medical science,
right?
Is making its best guess.
Mm-hmm.
You have X, Y, and Z, you're eligible.
Let's bring that in. Dr. Moore, you were an oncologist, you know, so you had to have come across opportunities or occasions where the prognosis wasn't great, that you did have to give that terminal diagnosis. How did you work with the hospices, and why is it such a hard hurdle to overcome for families to utilize that benefit?
Well, I think it's because the perception of society is that hospice is a place basically to go to die.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be that hospice is a means by which people can live their lives with meaning and purpose until they die. And I think when people in society, when families, patients understand that, that can lead to earlier referrals and, you know, longer lengths of time on service, which so they can get the benefits of all those wonderful services provided.
And why? Well, as a family member that's had to make those decisions before in the past, it has been a hard hurdle to overcome because you do feel as if you're throwing in the towel. You've done as much as you can possibly do. But Weston, this is where I want you to come in. For example, Craig and the family, the guy I work with and the family that you served, that family was bearing some unreasonable burdens on their shoulders to provide care for their loved one because they wanted them in their own home.
Mm-hmm.
When hospice became involved, that family was then able to begin being a family again and loving and caring for that individual at the end. Do you see that often, that the burden of the family is what's lifted most immediately? Weston?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there's so many folks that are at home trying to take care of their loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And if they only knew that we were out here, and all of the services that we provide, from medications to equipment to 24-hour on-call service, call us in the middle of the night. We're like the new 911.
Yeah,
I mean, really, we are. We don't have the bells and whistles with the sirens, but we want to be there and to take that heavy burden off. And, you know, there's just so many folks that they get it in such a late stage. You know, I'm going back to McCain. But, you know, as of Friday, we learned that they were withdrawing support and those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so hypothetically, he may have only gotten 3 days of care. And, I mean, the benefit's hospice, good for at least 6 months.
I know, and that's what one of our callers had texted in, is that they were thanking us for that clarification, because it is the most misunderstood part of hospice care, is that they think that it can only last for 6 months or is a short period of time, but it can really go on for as long as that patient needs it. The qualifying factor is that they may have 6 months or less to live. But as we all know, that care can then improve. What do folks need to do if they want to get a hold of you, Weston?
Just call Rose Rock's main number, 918-236-4866. Rose Rock Healthcare, day or night, 24 hours a day. We're ready to serve you.
Grab a pen and paper. We'll give that number out again after the bottom of the hour weather. Russell?
Yep, we are going to take a time out for some news and weather here in just a moment. Let's remind folks that You can text us like that person did, and thank you for that text, by the way, this morning. And that text number is 95920. Or you can always give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Ask your questions that way. And don't forget, you can always hear our podcast by clicking on KRMG.com. More of Senior Class after the news on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. I'm Russell Mills. Remember, if you've got any questions for us today, you can text us at 95920 or give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. Our topic today, hospice and hospice care, and your host is Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. As always, thanks for waking up with us this beautiful Sunday morning. I want to welcome live to the studio Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Brittany, thanks for waking up and being here in the studio today.
I'm glad to be here, as always.
We have a great team of experts here in the studio. We have Dr. Joe Moore, owner of Moore Funeral Homes, and also Weston Graff from Rose Rock Healthcare. Guys, thanks for waking up and sharing this valuable information with our listeners.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so if you have a question, if you have a comment, you can always give us a call or text. Russell, what do folks need to do if they want to join in on the conversation?
Yep, the text number is 95920, and the phone number is 918-460-KRMG, which translates to 460-5764.
All right, so let's go through real quick a real life example. Brittany, we had talked about doing it during last break, but we had some great questions and things that we wanted to cover. Yeah. Let's say, for example, you have a husband and wife that are living there at your property, enjoying the amenities, still somewhat flexible with regards to travel. They're still driving, but there's a change in condition, and you get a call from Dr. Joe Moore, an oncologist. What are some of those next steps? And I want to hear from you on those first steps, and then Dr. Moore as well, once they get a diagnosis that they may have a terminal or they're going to be fighting a terminal illness. Brittany?
Right. So usually our first step is having to have that conversation and really explain what the hospice benefit is. You know, I would call someone like Weston probably to have that conversation and help family kind of understand what it is. And then it's just a matter of getting them on services. I mean, it's a really pretty quick process.
Well, you said that you explain or bring someone like Weston in. Now, Dr. Moore, how much explanation of the service does the doctor normally give? I know hospice is your passion, so you probably went above and beyond most doctors, but when the doctor makes that recommendation for hospice, how much detail do they go into?
I think the important thing is that the family understand that the focus at that point is going to be on comfort. The patient may have already had chemotherapy and radiation therapy and surgery, and there comes a point where those things become actually counterproductive. They do more harm than good. I think when patients understand this, they accept the fact that the focus is going to be on comfort, and that's the best way to serve the patient at that point.
And that's really where, Brittany, you come in, is helping them decide which provider to use, and you bring some of those individuals in to explain what services are provided.
Yeah, because they're not, absolutely, they are not all created equal. I will tell you that right now.
Question.
There's, what, 75 hospices in the Tulsa area, something like
You're kidding, Weston, that many?
I just learned the other day there's 130 different hospices in Oklahoma. So
but
how many
Tulsa,
of those
think,
are in Tulsa?
A lot.
You know, it's last I heard was about 50.
And I can give you some examples of what a good hospice is and what a bad hospice is, because it makes a world of difference. Because if you're going to have a hospice provider that you can't get in touch with, or that won't answer your questions directly, or won't even provide the services really that you've signed on to hospice for, what's the point in having them?
Dr. Moore, do you see that often, that dramatic of a difference between hospice providers?
Well, I think that I will say the vast majority of patients that I've had that were on hospice were very, very happy to have been on hospice and were happy with the services that were provided.
But so, just like anything, you know, I
what
mean,
what are the
like,
plethora of some
bad.
Of the offerings? Weston, Brittany? What are the differentiating characteristics our listeners need to know?
How I do would you pick? 50 hospices. How do I
whittle it down to three?
Yeah, what determines who my favorite providers are or not is their presence and their willingness to be there for the family and for the patient.
FaceTime.
So really, and nursing staff. It's the nurses.
When we get that phone call, it's our goal to be there within. You know, Brittany and her staff just spent extensive time talking to them about hospice care. So we want to be there within an hour of that need. I mean, it's hard enough. You just learned your loved one has a terminal illness and potentially a prognosis of 6 months or less. And, you know, you need someone, an expert, to potentially explain that. So one of the things that Rose Rock does is, I mean, that is, that matter of fact, our goal, to be there within an hour of that call. So there's not a whole lot of time to, oh, am I doing the right thing? I mean, yes, people have indecisiveness, but, you know, hospice is so misunderstood as it is.
Yeah. Once it's explained properly.
That's right. Once it's explained properly. And when they, you know, similar to the circumstance you talked about, Rusty, where, you know, we try to take some of the critical thinking out of, I mean, now
out
I'm not
of the
saying,
equation.
I mean, as far as we're the experts when it comes to pain management, we're the experts when it comes to
equipment needed in your home.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, to where we can, you know, I mean, Brittany, she works at the Linden, but hospice care, we not only take care of folks, we take care of them where they're at.
Right.
Exactly. We have a caller.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Russell.
Yeah. John, you have a question for us this morning?
No, not so much a question. I just wanted to put my two cents in. My wife and I have taken care of elderly relatives probably for the last 25, 30 years.
Mm, God bless you.
We had a great aunt that was with us for about 8 years. When she came with us, she came with hospice. They didn't expect her to last very long, and she fooled them. And that was three times during the 8 years that we had hospice come in, and they were wonderful every time. And every time they thought, you know, she looks like she's showing all the signs. It could be any time. And time and again, she fooled them until the last time, when even we could tell then that it was getting close.
So did hospice, did that service make a difference for you, for your family, as well as for her?
An immediate, wonderful difference. Just knowing that someone was coming to help with the everyday bathing her, aide coming to just check on her, nurses coming three, four times a week or whenever necessary. It just really helped a lot.
Did you take advantage of some of the chaplain services and counseling services, John?
Not so much. You know, we had there was a chaplain that would come, and not only to come to speak with her, but to speak with us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And every one of them, you know, when the final time did come and you know, death took them, the hospice was still there for a period of time to counsel the family.
Exactly.
And, you know, it was not absolutely necessary with us, but I can see where it would be more necessary with some people than others. And just knowing that it's there is a comfort.
Absolutely. John, thank you so much for calling.
Thank
I really
you.
Do appreciate
thank
it. You. And I think that John brings up something that maybe is a pretty common misconception about hospice. Hospice is not necessarily someplace you go, right?
That's right.
They
exactly.
come to you.
They come to your home. Well, you know.
Not always, but.
That's right. But if you were to have the opportunity, you know, for hospice, you ask, or, you know, you've been diagnosed with a terminal illness, and where do you want to be when you're on death's door?
Right.
You know, we're at people's homes. We're at their facility. We go to them. We can even follow folks to the hospital setting. So, you know, there is, you know, John's story, it's a great story. That's kind of where, you know, hey, we fooled them. You know, I can't tell you how common that is. People have to realize that we're just using, you know, medicine, you know, they come up with these guidelines, and they think that these guidelines, you have a prognosis of 6 months or less if the illness runs its normal course. Well, sometimes the illness doesn't run its normal course.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can graduate off of hospice.
And that's what happened three times with our last caller is that they had hospice come in, got a little bit more attention, a little bit different type of care.
That's
and
right.
she graduated off three times until the end. And those are the heartwarming stories.
That's
so it
a great
is
story.
Not that those death sentences, and it doesn't have to be the last 24, 48 hours.
Right. That's right. I mean,
they had 8 years of on and off of hospice. And mm-hmm. those are the stories that you want to hear. Not every case is that example.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
That
but
goes
it
back
is
to
quite a few.
What Weston was saying earlier when he was talking about once a patient finally gets that extra set of hands, that extra care mm-hmm. that they need, a lot of times they do rebound and they have that quality of life and that presence in their home, for example, especially if they're by themselves. So they can graduate.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out. It is interesting stuff. We've had callers. We've had texts. You may have a question for us. You can text us at 95920 or give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. More senior class after this quick time out on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. Coming up here in a little over 10 minutes, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23. Heat advisory today, so do take care out there. After the news, Living Well with Dr. Booze. And if you have questions for us today, so text us at 95920. In fact, we have a text right now, and we'll get to that in a second. Meanwhile, your host for Senior Class is Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for waking up with us today. As always, live in the studios, we have Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Thanks for waking up with us today, Brittany.
Hello, hello.
And we have a great panel of experts live here in the studios. We have Dr. Joe Moore from Moore Funeral Homes. Dr. Moore, thanks for waking up with us today.
Thanks, Rusty. It's a pleasure.
And then also Weston Graft from Rose Rock Healthcare. Weston,
thanks
for waking up with us today. All right, we have a call. We have a text come in. What I hear a lot and experience is hospice highly recommends withholding food and water. My uncle died pleading for a drink of water, and I was told he could choke and possibly die if I gave it to him. That sounds
a terrible story.
Horrible. I am sorry that individual went through that. Weston, please tell me that hospice doesn't withhold food and water.
We do not withhold food and water. If he needs a drink, give him a drink. Now, people need to be educated on what, possibly choking hazards are.
Aspiration.
But if somebody's thirsty, give them a drink. There are signs and symptoms when it comes closer to end of life, and there is research out there that suggests that sometimes if the body is shutting down, the food, the water, the hydration, those kinds of things, the body can't absorb it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But in that particular circumstance, I mean, if somebody's pleading for a drink, give them a drink. One thing it's important to realize is we're not here to tell you what to do. I mean, at the end of the day, they're in the driver's seat. They're in charge. And, you have to speak up for what – no one could take care of your loved one better than you.
Well,
can.
And that's true. And I want to draw the similarities is that it's always a tough time during hospice. And, during that end time, you can aspirate on food and or water.
That's right.
In a lot of instances, you can find an individual that is somewhat comatose that – has muscle spasms and twitching, and you can tell they're uncomfortable, mm-hmm. but they're not coherent enough. And I've been in a circumstance where the nurse did say, well, you could always give them, part of the pain pill regimen that's there, but if you do, they could slide into death. But
right.
they're on hospice. That's is
right.
the natural progression. So if right. they're there and they want water, you're to be there in case they aspirate, not just withhold it from them in general.
That's not comfort measures by any means.
A hospice.
As long as they understand that they may choke, you're right, mm-hmm. but then give them water. As long as you understand and you've been
the
informed
consequence of
the consequence of doing that. But if there's also a patient there that is struggling and says they want a drink of water, they're not my loved one.
Oh, my word. There are half a dozen different tools that you can use, from ice chips to just a wet cloth in
that's
the
right.
mouth for
maybe
for
their
hydration.
Mouth's just dry. I mean, that sounds awful. And, so often there's misunderstandings. And
that's really why you're here. And we're doing these shows is to get rid of those misconceptions and offer these experts, not just their opinions, but the facts. And then as a resource post discharge or post the show. So what do people need to do, Weston, if they want more information on the services that hospice offers?
So we have a website at www.roserockhealthcare.com. That's www.roserockhealthcare.com. And then we have a 24-hour number at 918-236-4866. That's 918-236-4866. Weston, Rose Rock.
I want to give a shout out to a Rose Rock nurse too, because Rose Rock has a nurse named Kelly, and I'm sure she's probably not listening right now, but she is one of the best nurses, not just in hospice, but just in general that I have ever met. She takes such good care of our residents and families, and she's really awesome. So I want to give her a shout out.
Well, for hospice and what we do at Sunshine Care Partners, it is a labor of love, because in medicine, normally in medicine, you can fix things. You know, you go to a doctor or medical practice, that's their objective. But when you deal in hospice or chronically ill elderly, those people are never getting any better. So it is your job, it is your passion to make sure that they have quality of life there at the end. I know that as my body deteriorates, I want to make sure that every day is optimum quality.
Yeah, till the end. And then you have every pain pill that you need.
Well, but I don't believe in pain pills, so that makes it even more difficult. But but a lot of seniors do. You know, a lot of seniors suffer from chronic arthritis or pain, and they do not want to live their end of years on an opioid.
Right.
So
give us a better idea of what you're talking about when you say chronically ill. Give me just some examples of what chronic
illness is. Oh, my word. It's an illness that you will never recover from.
I know, but what are they?
Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Let's say somebody smoked their whole life and they have chronic bronchitis, or congestive heart failure. That means that you may have an arrhythmia that's never getting better and your heart slowly but surely. Dr. Moore, there's 30-plus different chronic illnesses. Even arthritis is considered a chronic illness.
Because it cannot be cured.
The
symptoms can be treated, but there is no cure.
Right.
Diabetes actually is considered a chronic illness.
Right, yeah, because it can't be cured. Weston, give us some examples of qualifying diagnoses for hospice. Because it's not just cancer, right?
Oh, no.
That's correct. It's not just for cancer. Some of what Rusty just mentioned, COPD, congestive heart failure. You know, of course, when they're in palliative care or they're in the Rusty's program with Sunshine Care, they may not be quite as sick in those categories as when they become in mine. I mean, those illnesses are progressive and can become terminal, and so that's where we catch them. You mentioned dementia. Technically, Alzheimer's dementia is a terminal diagnosis, but you know, doesn't just because your loved one has Alzheimer's doesn't mean they qualify.
Right.
It's a stage. It's where are they in that terminal process, and so there are actual indicators to where our nurses will go out there and determine whether or not they qualify or not.
Now, Dr. Moore, how does the doctor and the hospice work together in conjunction during some of those first steps of the introduction to hospice?
Well, the doctor has an obligation to tell the patient and family what the prognosis is. And it's vitally important that be done so that the family and patient can start to make some decisions. At that point, when the decision's made to generally to stop aggressive care, and by that mean from a cancer standpoint, surgery and radiation, chemotherapy, that sort of thing, then if the expected life duration is less than 6 months, then that patient is an appropriate hospice candidate, and hospice could be called in at that point.
So talk to your doctor and get the introduction to companies like Weston's.
That's right.
And you guys can just come evaluate and let somebody really know whether, you know, whether they qualify or not. So just because your doctor has said, oh, maybe, it doesn't hurt for them to, for you guys to come and do that evaluation.
Yeah. Just go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, we're about to run out of time here. So
do you want to give your number out one more time?
Let's do that.
Rose Rock Healthcare. That's 918-814- Oh, that's my cell. My gosh. 918-236-4866. That's 918-236-4866. I'm Weston Graff with Rose Rock Healthcare.
Thanks so much, Weston, for waking up. Dr. Moore, thank you so much for being here. And
thank
Brittany,
you, Joe.
As always.
You're always so wonderful. I love having Joe on
it
the show.
It is.
Gosh, thanks.
And what a great radio voice.
What a great radio voice, I'm telling you.
Absolutely. All right. Well, you have been listening to Senior Class. We're live and local right here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG every Sunday from 8 to 9. Up next, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23 and KRMG. My name's Russell Mills. Have a great Sunday. Hope to see you right here next week.
You've been listening to Senior Class Radio with host Rusty McMurray.
Thanks for listening.
Tune in to Senior Class Radio with Rusty McMurray every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Until next time, have a great week and God bless.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.